Oh Allah, you're the best of protectors, so protect me. Oh Allah, you're the best of protectors, so protect me.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers, welcome to another episode of our series أسماء الحسنى The Beautiful Names of Allah عز وجل And so far, alhamdulillah, we've covered many names of Allah, His Dhati name, Allah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Al-Malik, Al-Quddus, As-Salam. And inshallah, in this episode, we're going to cover the name Al-Mu'min. So listen attentively, inshallah, to gain complete benefit. This name Al-Mu'min has been mentioned in the Quran and Hadith. And what does it mean? Al-Mu'min generally, it refers to a person with iman and belief, when we call somebody a believer, al-mu'min. And the word mu'min is derived from iman. Now, in reality, this word means to attest. And attest here in the meaning of tasdeeq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who attests or verifies the belief of a person. And therefore, he is known as al-mu'min. He is the one who does the tasdeeq of a person's iman. And therefore, his name is Al-Mu'min. Because iman, in essence, is tasdeeq, testifying, attesting, verifying, it also contains the meaning of sidq, truthfulness. And when a person does the tasdeeq, he testifies, or he attests to something, he believes in something, he believes that it is true. This is his wholehearted belief, that this thing that I am believing in is true. So a believer, when he believes in Allah Azza wa Jal, he believes that he is the truth. He believes in the in'amat, the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. So when we refer to Allah as mu'min, this means that Allah is true in his promise of giving Jannah to the believers. It's true in his promise of favoring those who embraced faith in him. And he is true in his promise of punishing and tormenting the disbelievers because they rejected and belied the Prophet ﷺ, and they did not believe in Allah Azza wa Jal. This is why we refer to Allah as Mu'min. Now the scholars, they've given many meanings for the word Iman. One is to seek refuge, and one is to give refuge. So when we use this name Mu'min, which is derived from Iman, for Allah, that it means the Dhat, the entity, the being, who provides refuge, who grants refuge, who bestows refuge and safety to people. Safety from many things, many harmful things. The top of the list, obviously, safety from the fire of hell. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants that safety to his bondsman, someone who worships Allah azza wa jal, believes him to be his Lord and follows his commandments. Now, generally speaking, when we look at the common people, us laymen, then when we seek safety or refuge in Allah, it's normally from things like hunger, from tensions and worries, from calamities descending upon us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mu'min in that He provides safety from these things, provides safety from hunger. He is the one who grants us sustenance and He removes that hunger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves us from calamities. Allah averts those calamities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who removes grief from a person's heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who fills the hearts with happiness and joy. So normally believers, when they think of safety, the common believers, they think of these things, safety from hunger, safety from calamities, safety from tensions. But when we look at the elite believers, high-ranking saints, for example, the awliya of Allah, then they are seeking safety from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it's a different type of safety that they are seeking. So the awliya Allah, when they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to provide safety to them, they say, Ya Allah, save us from the whispers of shaitan, khawatir, those whispers that shaitan places in the hearts of believers. Ya Allah, save us from those whispers. Why? Because they can make us leave the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the path of righteousness. They can distract us from the remembrance of Allah azza wa jal. So the awliya Allah, they have a unique thinking, subhanallah. When they seek safety, it's from things like this. And they will pray, Ya Allah, save me from those things which will take me away from you, from your remembrance. Ya Allah, save me from those things which will become a hindrance in worshipping you. Ya Allah, save me from those things which will be a cause of disobeying you and earning your wrath. This is what they seek from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Now, the meaning of giving refuge, providing safety, there are two meanings mentioned by the ulama. The first meaning is ajil or mu'ajjal, immediate safety. And the second is mu'ajjal with a hamza, mu'ajjal. And this is a delayed safety, or it refers to something that will be in the future. Now, in explaining this, the ulama say mu'ajjal with the ayn, ajil. This is that safety which is given here in this world whilst we live in the world. And mu'ajjal, that is the safety that will be given, inshallah, in the hereafter. And that's where we will need it most as well. So the delay type of safety, the hereafter, could be safety from the hellfire, safety from questioning, safety from punishment and torment. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah An'am, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. That those who believed and they did not mix or contaminate their iman with dhulm, meaning oppression, أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ, safety is for them. وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ, and they are the ones who are guided. This refers to salvation from the horrors of the Day of Judgment, punishment in the hereafter. And the first type we mentioned, مُعَجَّل, the immediate safety. This differs from person to person. So again, the lay people, the common people, they will ask Allah for rizq. They will ask Allah for sustenance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows it upon them in this world. They will ask for safety from accidents, from problems occurring. Whereas the awliya Allah, again, their asking for safety from the court of Allah is of a different nature. They will say, Ya Allah, grant me safety from the whispers of shaitan, the khawatir. Ya Allah, grant me safety from disobeying you. Ya Allah, from earning your wrath. Ya Allah, grant me protection from people who will take me away from the deen, who will affect my heart, who will become a hindrance in worshipping you. These are the type of things that the awliya Allah ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they ask for safety regarding these things. Now, each name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a requirement from the people. So for example, the name Rahman, the name Rahim, this requires a person to have complete tawakkul in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he will be merciful to his people. He will be merciful to his creation. And the awliya Allah have that. They have this kamil, perfect tawakkul that Allah azza wa jal is Rahman, Rahim, he will be merciful to his people. The word Malik, for example, the name of Allah, Malik, he is the king. This requires that a person holds the belief that Allah is sufficient for him. The king, meaning the king of all kings, Allah Azza wa Jalla, is sufficient for him. And the awliya Allah have this level of certainty regarding this particular belief. And as for the name Al-Mu'min, the name of Allah Al-Mu'min, it requires us to believe wholeheartedly that Allah Azza wa Jalla will provide safety, will provide safety in terms of sustenance. He will grant us sustenance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save us from suffering, from griefs. And the awliya Allah, they have this way of thinking. Whereas the lay people, the common people, we think differently. And that is why we constantly, when we meet people, we ask them, what do you do for a living? Where's your source of income from? What job do you do? Whereas the awliya Allah, they don't ask such questions. And those questions are not on their mind. They know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Khaliq, Allah is Raziq, Allah is Al-Mu'min. Allah is the one who gives safety from poverty. He gives safety from being impoverished. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who bestows. And they have this tawakkul. And let me give you an account in this regard. Bayezid Bistami, rahmatullahi ta'ala, a famous wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, someone once asked him that, what is your source of livelihood? Where does your rizq come from? Where do you eat from? What do you do to earn a living? This was the same person who he had just prayed namaz behind. Meaning Bayezid Bistami rahmatullahi alayhi had prayed namaz behind this the imam prayed salah behind him. And he said, give me a moment, let me repeat the salah that I just performed behind you. Why? Because you have doubt in the giving power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have doubt that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who provides and gives sustenance and saves from hunger. This was their level of thinking. This was something that was immersed in their minds and hearts. This was something that was embedded, that Allah Azza wa Jal gives everyone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the bestower. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who provides safety from hunger, etc. And they had this kamil belief. So when they heard someone else asking about these things, it would sound strange to them. But this is what separates and differentiates between the awliyaullah and the common believers, the lay people like us. And this goes to show his level of taqwa, his level of piety, where his thinking was at. Otherwise, to ask somebody about their source of income or to ask somebody what job they do, it's not a sin. And these questions are asked normally, but it just goes to show the level of the awliya is something that is unimaginable, subhanallah. Their tawakkul, their reliance, their belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah give us a share of that. And it just goes to show that our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah ta'ala, the awliya-i kiram, they link their actions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't ever consider gaining sustenance or any other act as something which is separate from Allah or is not linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They always link their af'al to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's how much reliance they had upon him. And this is why Bayazid Bistami rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi replied in the way he did. Now a few further things inshaAllah. Allah Azza wa Jal is mu'min. And we also refer to a believer, someone who believes in Allah, as mu'min as well. Now what do we learn from this? That if you give a name to creation that is the name of Allah, it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that doesn't result in polytheism. That doesn't result in shirk being committed. No. Because everyone, we all call each other believers, we all call each other mu'minun. And the Quran refers to us as mu'minun as well. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his name is mu'min. So we need to understand that there is a difference in the implication of the name. Meaning when we refer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as mu'min, he is the one who grants iman. He is the one who grants safety. He is the one who grants refuge. And when we say a believer, a human being is mu'min, we mean that he believes wholeheartedly in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the messengers alayhim salam, in the angels alayhim salam, in the revealed scriptures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all the dururiyat deen, the necessities of the religion. And that goes with all the names of Allah. So Malik, the king, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that king who was not bestowed kingship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always the king, has always been the king. Whereas a person in the world who becomes a king, this is through the bestowal of Allah Azza wa Jal. He's a king today, tomorrow he won't be a king. You're not going to remain a king forever in the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pre-eternally is a king and forever will be a king as well. So this is something that has to be kept in mind when using these names. The difference is the implication. What we mean by mu'min when we refer to Allah, he is the one who does tasdeeq of a person's iman. He is the one who grants safety to a believer. He is the one who will fulfill his promise. He is truthful in his promise. This is what is meant by mu'min for Allah. And a believer, that he believes in all the tenets of faith. He believes in Allah as his Lord, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as the final messenger, and all the other beliefs that are necessary to believe in. So these objections shouldn't even cross our minds. People do object. They say, why do you use the word data, for example, helper, for the creation? Why do you use the term gharib nawaz, the cherisher of the poor, or the one who bestows upon the poor? Why do you use that for a creation, a human being? And again, these are names, data, gharib nawaz, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't explicitly kept for himself, meaning they're not mentioned in Quran and Hadith. These are the Persian language or any other language. But the meaning behind them, when applied to a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is totally different to when it's applied to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jal is the helper. Allah Azza wa Jal is the cherisher of the poor, but he does that independently. Nobody helps him in that regard, or nobody has given him authority to do that. He has that authority independently. Whereas the creation, it is only possible through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving him that authority. And only then Data Ghanjbakhsh rahmatullahi alayhi is a helper. Only then Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi alayhi is a cherisher of the poor. Through the bestowal of Allah, through the authority given by Allah Azza wa Jalla. And this is very important to keep in mind. They're basic things, but sometimes because of a lack of knowledge of these things, people can fall into giving verdicts left, right, and center of disbelief, of polytheism. And these are major, major crimes in Islam, to doubt the iman of someone or to place a fatwa of kufr or disbelief on someone. This is not the job of laymen, but people are doing it today. Al-aman wal-hafiz. More importantly, if these things were shirk, then why has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referred to us as believers in the Quran, whereas His name is also mu'min? So, for the intelligent, for those who truly want to learn, there are always proofs, there are always evidences. May Allah Jalla wa'ala grant us sound minds and intellects, and save us from ever placing fatwa of shirk on someone. Shirk is when you believe someone else is worthy of worship like Allah. Someone else has the same attributes as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't believe in anything like that. Somebody else does the af'al of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. Nobody believes that. And if someone does, then they're a mushrik. But majority of the Muslims are from the Ahlul Sunnati wal Jama'ah, those with sound aqidah. And those few people who have the incorrect belief, they should be guided. They should be taught the religion of Islam. Now, coming towards an end, I want to mention a beautiful point that Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned in his books, in Ilmul Quran, that Iman has three meanings. Number one, tasdeeq. Number two, bringing faith in everything that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought. Tasdeequ ma ja'a bihi an-nabiyyu sallallahu alaihi wasallam ar rabbihi, from his Lord Allah azza wa jalla. Everything that the Prophet alayhi salam brought from Allah azza wa jalla, we believe in that and embrace faith in it. The essentials of Islam: salah, zakat, hajj, saum, etc. The prophets, the angels, the books revealed by Allah, destiny. And at a young age, alhamdulillah, kids are taught Iman Mufassal, Iman Mujmal. This is what we're referring to. And the third thing is a beautiful thing. He mentions that in light of the Quran, the meaning of Iman is to accept the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as such an arbitrator, hakim, whose decision or judgment regarding us is final. Meaning, considering the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as an arbitrator, hakim, and any decision he makes or judgment he makes regarding us, to consider that as final, as better for us, because the Prophet ﷺ is more knowledgeable regarding us, whether that's in his lifetime, whether that's after his departure from this world. Considering the Prophet ﷺ as a hakim for you. And this he took from the verse of the Quran in Surah Nisa, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنْكُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتَ وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Meaning, by your Lord, they will not believe. They will not be believers. حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ, until they make you an arbitrator in whatever they dispute amongst themselves. فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ. So this verse of the Quran, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi alayhi has used to infer this belief that Allah Jalla wa Ala has made the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam our hakim. The decision he makes about us, we submit to it wholeheartedly. So this is a beautiful point for the ushaq, the devotees of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And finally, just a narration where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked by a companion that, tell me something after which I would need no other advice. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. Let's say I believe in Allah and then be steadfast. Meaning, be steadfast upon the sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he came with. So alhamdulillah, this was a discussion about the beautiful name of Allah azza wa jal, mu'min. That when we refer to Allah as mu'min, it means the one who testifies to our iman. The one who is truthful in his promise about granting jannah to the believers and the hellfire to the disbelievers. And the one who grants safety, aman, to the believers as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mu'min in this regard. And we also covered how a believer is also known as mu'min. But there the meaning will be someone who embraces faith in Allah azza wa jal, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the books, the angels, etc. Alhamdulillah, like this, in each episode we will cover more and more names of Allah azza wa jal, those names which have been called Asma'ul Husna, beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you're realizing why there's so much meaning behind these names, so much depth to these names. May Allah give us tawfiq to learn more about these names and to implement what we learn in our lives. Ameen, bijahin nabiyil ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Oh Allah, you're the best of protectors, so protect me. Oh Allah, you're the best of protectors, so protect me.